So let's review. The sugya of Hakhasha Tchilas HaZama, he begins in the previous daf. Amar Rava, Eidim Shehukhashu L'Basev Huzmun Ne'eragin. If two witnesses testified in Bezdin that someone killed a person and he was sentenced to Misa, then a second set of Eidim were Machish, contradicted the first set, and testified that the person did not kill anyone. Afterward, a third set of Eidim testified that the first Eidim were Zemimin. Rava rules that the first Eidim are Chayiv Misa through the Hazama. Their Eidus is not considered batal, disqualified, through the earlier Hakhasha, because the Hakhasha Tchilas HaZamahi, the Hakhasha is considered the beginning of the Hazama process. Rava seeks to support this halacha from the following brisa. The Reisha states, Me'idnu be'ish pleini, she'simes ein avdei be'hippal eshinai, she'habri harav oimer kein v'nimtzu zeymen. If two Eidim testify that someone first blinded his Eved Kenani, and then also removed his tooth, in which the Eved becomes free for the ayin, the eye, and the owner pays the Eved the smaller sum of his tooth, and then the Eidim becomes Zeimimin, Meshalma Deme Ayin LeEved, the Eidim must pay the Eved the value of his eye, actually the difference between the higher value of the eye and the lower value of the tooth, for the loss they wanted to cause him. And the Sefer states, Me'idnu es ish pleini, shehippel es shein abdei, b'sime es enoi, shehari ha'eved oimrkein b'nimtzu Zeimin. If the Eidim testified vice versa, that he first removed the Eved's tooth and then the eye, in which the Eved becomes free because of Shein, the tooth, and the owner pays the Eved the larger sum of his eye, and then the Eidim become Zeimimin. Meshama Dmei Ayin LaRav, the Eidim must pay the owner the higher value of the Eved's eye for the loss they attempted to cause him. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah certainly cannot mean that there was no other Eidim who testified about this incident, because Dmei Kulei Eved LaRav Boi Lishlumei. In both the Reisha and the Sefer, the Eidim should pay the owner the value of the entire Eved, which is the loss they attempted to cause him by having to set the Eved free based on their false testimony. Therefore, Rava explains B'sholish Kitis. The price refers to three sets of Eidim. And in the Reisha, it was as follows. At first, Asu Beitrei V'Amri Hipol Eshinoi Sima Eseinoi. One set of Eidim testified that he first removed the tooth and then the eye. The Boi Mesev Leharav D'Me'enoi. The Eved becomes free for the tooth, and the owner must pay the Eved the larger sum of his eye. Then, Ba'asu Beitrei Mitzi'oi V'amri Einoi V'hadushinoi. A second set of Eitan testified, vice versa. First the eye, and then the tooth. And Shehari Harav Oimer Kein, Delei Ba'i L'Mesav Le'ele D'Meshinoi. The owner pays only the smaller sum of the tooth, which benefits the owner. Afterward, V'nimtzu Zeimimin. A third set of Eitan testified that the second set were Eidim Zeimin. In this case, Meshama Deme Ayin LeEved, the second Eidim must pay the Eved the larger sum of his eye, which he would have lost through their Eidus. And as the Gemara concludes, in the Reisha there is no proof for Hakhasha Tchilas HaZama, even though the second Eidim were contradicted by the first Eidim before they became Zeimin through the third Eidim, because Mitzi'oi LeMiskashri Midi, the Eshpachla Masayimana. This is not considered a hakasha because the smaller sum of Dmei Shein in the second Eidus is included in the larger sum of Dmei Ayin in the first Eidus, and the first Eidim agree that he's obligated at least the smaller sum of Dmei Shein, and that would be the Psak of Bezdin at this point. However, in the Sefer, which is also a case of Sholish Kitis, there is proof for Hakasha Tchilas HaZama. At first, Asu Beitrei V'Amri Hipol Eshinei B'Sima Einoi, Shehari HaEved Oimer Kein. One set of Eidim testified that it was the tooth first, and then the eye, and Bezdin ruled that the owner must pay the Eved the larger sum of his eye, which benefits the Eved. Then, Asu Beitrei Achrini V'Amri Simes Einoi V'Hipol Eshinei. A second set of Eidim testified vice versa, first the eye, and then the tooth. The Komachishi Luhu L'Hanikamoi. In this case, the first Eidus for the larger sum of Dmei Ayin were contradicted by the second Eidus for the smaller sum of Dmei Shein, because they do not agree with the first set, and the Psak would be lower like the second Eidus. Afterward, V'nimtzu Zeimin. A third set of Eidim testified that the first set were Eidim Zeimin. Kamoi Meshama Dmei Ayin LaRav. The first Eidim must pay the owner for the eye that he would have paid through their Eidus. And even though Ho'eskachshu Luhu Mi'Kara, the first Eidim were contradicted by the second Eidim before they became Zeimin through the third Eidim, and nevertheless they pay, it must be Shmamino HaKrosha Tchilas HaZamahi. Abai disagrees and says there is no proof. Perhaps the Braisa holds HaKrosha Lav Tchilas HaZamahi, and therefore Eidim Shehukhashu L'Besev Huzmu Einerogen. And the Sefer does not refer to Sholosh Kitas, three sets of Eidim, in which there was HaKrosha, but rather the Sefer is a case of Shnei Kitas, two sets of Edom. V'meipach v'hazama, as follows. First, Asu betray v'amri, hippolashina v'sime enoi, sharia evadai merkain. One set of Edom testified that first it was the tooth, and then it was the eye, which benefits the Evid. Then, v'deko afchinan v'az minhu. The second set testified that the first set, or Edom Zayman, and also that the incident was vice versa. First the eye, and then the tooth. The first Edom must reimburse the owner for the eye that he would have paid through their Edus. Of course, the Hakrosha was not before the Hazama, but afterward. And the Gemara continues to explain. Only if the second Edom claimed that the incident occurred before the first Edom testified, and the Amad Bedin. When the first Edom testified, the owner was already obligated to free the Eved by a previous Bezdin. In this case, the Edom Zayman paid the owner only for the loss of the Me'ayin, but not for the whole Eved, because their Edus did not cause him this loss, as he was already obligated to set his Eved free before they testified. However, if the second Edus claimed that the incident occurred only after the first Edom testified, or Loy Amad Bedin, when the first Edom testified, the owner was not yet obligated to free him, the Me'eved L'Rav Bayishlumi. The Edom Zayman must pay the owner for the whole Eved, even though he was eventually obligated to set his servant free, because the Chimechai V'Lei L'Gavra Akata Gavra La B'Chayubahu. They caused him this loss, since at the time of their testimony, the owner was not yet obligated to set the Eved free. The Gemara now seeks to bring proof for HaKchashot Chilas HaZama from our Mishnah's first case. Ganav Al Pishnayim, V'Tavach U'Mocher Al Pihem, V'Nimtzu Zayman, M'Shamen HaKoyel. If the same two Edom testified to the Gneva and the Tvicha, and they were found to be Edom Zayman, they must pay the complete Da'at V'Heid to the accused. The Gemara assumes that the Mishnah refers to the Yidu ala Gneva, V'Chazav Yidu ala Tvicha. The Edom first testified about the Gneva, and then about Tvicha separately. V'Huzma ala Gneva, V'Chazav V'Huzma ala Tvicha. And then they first became Zayman on the Gneva, and after it on the Tvicha. And even though, Kivin Shehuzma ala Gneva, L'Gavit Tvicha Havalhu Mekhoshen, the Hazama for the Gneva also serves as a Hakrasha for the Tvicha, because Shemein Gneva ain't Tvicha v'Mechira. Nevertheless, Mesham lo yasakel. The Edom also pay the accused for the Tvicha. It must be because Shemamino Hakrasha Tchilas Hazamahi. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Mishnah refers to Gwein Shehuzma ala Tvicha Tchila. They first became Zayman on the Tvicha and afterward on the Gneva, and therefore Mesham lo yasakel. The Edom also paid for the Tvicha because the Hakrasha was not before the Hazama, but afterward. The following Mishnah is reviewed in the next daf.